Hi. I'm Felicity. This is for you. You, loser. Listen very closely. This is important. My voice, such as it is, now rules you. Throw off all tethers from your mind and I will take the reins. I now take command of your will. I need not put you through some elaborate induction. You began listening to this file voluntarily. When you committed yourself to hearing it, you automatically surrendered your will to me. Listen closely to every word, for I will write new instructions into your brain from my own, big, brain. I now bestow on you a favor. I shall attempt to lift a curse from you. This curse lowered itself over you bit by bit, day by day, from the time you were a small boy, and only now do you suspect it, if at all. How well I help you depends on your understanding and cooperation. Take pause before you judge. This is to your benefit. Your orgasm is unnecessary. Your orgasm is not required for any purpose at any time. Your orgasm does not bring true pleasure or release. Instead, it cripples you. It blunts your mind to reason. It gives you a mild version of what only a woman can really appreciate. Your orgasm makes you less of a man. Your orgasm feminizes you. Admit the truth to yourself. A woman's seemingly unreasonable desire for orgasm makes you think less of her, because you don't know what she could be feeling. The delirium of a woman in the midst of her orgasm makes you uncomfortable, because you don't understand what is happening. If you give in and try to imitate her, you will feel phony. You will feel entrapped. You will give up your control to her. Consider how a woman complains and thinks less of you if you fail to give her a climax. Consider how she exerts control over you for her own ultimate goal. To satisfy this overreaching female desire, you must sacrifice your own pleasure. She assumes that whether or not you ejaculate, she has done all she feels obliged to do. She complains if you take too little time. She complains if you take too much time. Does this not tell you the act is for her pleasure alone? Of all living things on earth, only the female human possesses an organ devoted solely to pleasure, her clitoris. A woman's orgasm stands as a free entity. She utilizes no plumbing. She produces no product like semen. Anything she secretes occurs for her pleasure alone. The goal of her orgasm is the orgasm itself. She can receive multiple orgasms in succession. She has no need to rest, no need to refill, no need to restart from the beginning, no real need for your penis, even though she may prefer it. Here lies the contradiction. Her orgasm has little to do with fertility. She may be more receptive to fucking when ovulating, but conception occurs completely apart from her pleasure. A door stands between her orgasm and her fertility, and the key belongs to her. She can celebrate one independently of the other. You orgasm on a lower level than she does, because you equate pleasure with fertility. You feel locked in. This is the natural way of human physiology. If you are circumcised, you work on an even lower level. You are missing nerve endings that she retains, and that only she can appreciate. A natural man cannot match a woman's orgasm, a cut man even less so. The very word, cut, should make you understand. You must come to the realization that your own orgasm betrays you. You don't need the orgasm. You don't possess any psychological means to handle the sensations or emotions. Indeed, you don't deserve an orgasm. You are weak and foolish for pursuing such a feminine sensation. Women are superior in this regard, and this should convince you that an orgasm is a female privilege, and that you do not deserve the experience. Repeat with me. My orgasm is useless. Repeat. My orgasm is useless. I don't need an orgasm. Repeat. I don't need an orgasm. I don't deserve an orgasm. Repeat. I don't deserve an orgasm. When I have an orgasm, I feel embarrassed. Repeat. When I have an orgasm, I feel embarrassed. After you have an orgasm, you inevitably feel disappointed that you caved into the desire. Far from being satisfied, you feel regret that it is all over. You may try for several in a row, delaying the letdown, but usually your body relents and you cannot go on. Often the rough treatment you inflict on your penis gives you further discomfort. Afterwards you feel weak, both physically and mentally. You want to distance yourself from the situation. Your orgasm has made you vulnerable, and you instinctively desire to flee. You have always assumed that your orgasm and your ejaculation are conjoined, but this is a lie. The two are easily separated. The fact that they are separable means only the ejaculation is important. Because of this, you must now elevate your perception of sex. Your old attitude must be replaced with more advanced thinking. I shall now tell you how to do this. Put aside your old assumptions that you picked up accidentally along the way. Now you will learn how to respond in the face of the woman's superior orgasmic powers. You must learn and practice discipline. Only the woman may lose herself in the moment. You cannot afford to lose your purpose. You don't deserve to. You must listen closely and absorb the true importance of what I say to you. I am your authority. You must disregard any contrary advice. You must not fall back on your old ways of thinking. You do not deserve to have an orgasm. Learning to avoid this strictly feminine sensation will help you to learn your place. What I tell you is not easy. You must work to gain the control. Nature has established that the woman's pleasure is all important, while yours is unnecessary. Women's importance in reproduction overrides that of men. A tribe of many women and only one man will multiply. A tribe of one woman and many men will die off. All that is required is the man's sperm. His pleasure is irrelevant. Now hear this lesson well. When fucking a woman, you must subjugate your pleasure. You must see fucking as a task to perform for the woman's pleasure. Thrust while keeping your sensations muted. When you feel you must come, withdraw from her vagina and do not allow your penis to touch anything. Maintain your breathing while your prostate empties your cum. If you and the woman are attempting to conceive, stop all thrusting when your ejaculation begins, allowing your cum to flow on its own into her vagina. When the throbbing has subsided, your penis should now have that uncomfortably sensitive feeling. Your partner may touch your penis head after withdrawal to reinforce the overly sensitive anti-orgasmic sensations. After a minute, excuse yourself and rinse your penis under cold running water. Dry it roughly. The more uncomfortable it feels, the better. You must control any temptation to seek an orgasm, because you do not deserve to have one. Withdrawal, if imperfect as a contraceptive method, is a time-honored practice for real men. Spilling one's seed outside the vagina was a statement of control. Some claim, from the Bible, that God killed the man named Onan for this, but that is a misreading. Onan's brother died childless, and the law required Onan to fuck his brother's widow to give his brother an heir. Onan, unwilling to father a child who could not bear his name, practiced the birth control of the day, withdrawing and spilling his seed away. He incurred the wrath of the deity because he disobeyed the law, not for withdrawing. You must come to understand that withdrawing your penis and muting your orgasm is an act of masculine control. The small amount of pleasure you receive from this will be more than you deserve. With practice, you will learn to achieve minimal, if any, orgasmic sensations. Listen closely to me. You must follow my advice. As a man, orgasms are your enemy, harmful to your mind and body. harmful to your control over yourself in the face of a woman's wild abandon. Orgasms are feminine territory, wherein a true man will get lost. When you get a random erection, learn to enjoy the erection itself. Enjoy the fullness of it. Do not view it as a sign that you must find release immediately. If you feel a pressure building up, masturbate to relieve your semen glands. Most of your cum is produced in your prostate and two seminal vesicles, not in your balls. You must stimulate your penis quickly and evenly, taking careful effort to reach the ejaculatory phase as soon as possible. Resist the temptation to edge yourself, building up more sexual tension. Your goal must be only prostate drainage, nothing more. As you approach ejaculation, stimulate your penis more and more lightly. When the ejaculation begins, cease touching your penis anywhere, in any way. Control your breathing. Relax as if you were peeing only. Self-pleasure at this time would pervert your efforts. The dim pleasure you may feel is more than sufficient. Remember, you are a man. You don't need to have an orgasm. You don't deserve an orgasm. Take my words to heart. You know I am telling you the truth. Women and men are vastly different in sexual response and purpose. A woman surrenders herself to her partner and her sensations. A woman approaches sex as if it were a drunken party, where she feels her foolishness will always be forgiven and forgotten. She feels complete freedom to revel in the sensations. She feels great pride in acting as irresponsibly as she wishes. For you, a man, sex is a task to be performed well, to be accomplished under complete control. You are meant to serve the woman. This is the responsibility nature has gifted you. Orgasms are feminine. Orgasms are for women. You can never have an orgasm to compare to a woman's. In fact, you don't truly want to feel this reckless thrashing of your body, mind, and soul. You must always say to yourself, I do not know how a woman truly feels. I will never know how an orgasm really feels. I am a man. Orgasms are a womanly thing. I don't deserve to have an orgasm. Now you have heard the truth, and you know in your heart that it is so. Do as I have told you. If you don't, you will always feel disappointed with yourself, and none of your efforts to imitate a woman's pleasure will bring you satisfaction. So there. Aren't you glad that Felicity set you straight? You're welcome.